Our next batch of stories include how boy racers took to the city streets, cherry blossom blooms across the city, and a Norwich artist has been blown away by support after her day's takings were stolen.
Norwich is especially beautiful to walk around at the moment as the blooming of the cherry blossom trees has turned the city into a pink paradise. Blossom season in the UK is generally from March to May, though this year the start was delayed due to the driest February in 30 years and cold temperatures in March. Pops of pink began to appear across most parts of the country in April, and the Royal Horticultural Society said that this year has the perfect conditions. The charity said that the prevention of early flowering has lowered the risk of frost that is seen earlier in spring. In turn, it means the blossom season could last longer and result in more fruit later in the year. The heatwave last summer also had the perfect conditions for bud formation. Beautiful spots in Norwich include the top of St Benedict Street with the backdrop of a red phone box and outside the Church of St Peter Mancroft. As the season ends, the falling petals create a pink carpet of confetti.
Courts have been urged to get tougher after more than two dozen Norfolk police officers suffered attacks on the first of a series of bank holidays. The body representing rank and file officers said an unprecedented amount of violence had been seen, 25 frontline police punched, assaulted and spat at over the Easter bank holiday weekend. Ahead of two more May and coronation holiday weekends, Norfolk Police Federation warned officers could face a repeat of Easter, which left officers bruised, bleeding and worrying about their future health. In a worrying trend, attacks on Norfolk officers have risen 20% from 616 in 2021 to 778 last year.
A Norwich artist who had hundreds of pounds stolen at a city market was overwhelmed after fellow makers raised money to help her out. Hatchley Webb, who is 33, has run the lino cut printing business Stella Box Designs for the last 4 years, and she is a regular at fairs across the region. She was one of 50 stallholders at the Samples and Seconds Sale local makers market at St Mary's Works in the city. She had a great day of takings on Saturday, but her delight quickly took a turn as she was packing up and popped to get her car. She remembered her cash tin was still behind her stall, so rushed back to get it, but in the 5 minutes she was away, it had been taken. She left feeling distraught and only returned to the market on Sunday, as she didn't want to let others down. But at the end of the weekend, market organiser Rosie Nolan said there had been a virtual whip round of the other makers and everyone had chipped in. Ms Webb reported the incident to the police and said, "When I heard about the online pot, I was blown away."
More than 100 boy racers rampaged through the city streets and caused a night of chaos. Scores of yobbos in zooped-up cars with snarling exhausts raced round the city centre. Witnesses even reported some of the dangerous drivers performing donuts, driving around in circles with the handbrake on to leave tyre marks and cause smoke to bellow from the car, in the streets while thousands of revellers enjoyed a night out. Inspector Will Drummond said, "We will continue to challenge and prosecute drivers who pose a threat to people's safety and choose to drive in a poor standard."